Let's turn to Chemours here in the first state. You announced in August you'd be keeping the company headquarters in Delaware. The state did approve nearly $8 million in incentives for Chemours if it keeps 900 jobs here through 2020. Within the spectrum of factors that went into making that decision to stay in the first state, how crucial was that package and some of the other changes the state has made recently, such as the Delaware Competes Act, to keeping the company here?
You know, I think those were critical. I mean, we had some choices. You know, one of the choices we made up front was because we were being wooed by a lot of states, but we have, as you mentioned, 700 here in Wilmington, but just about 1,000 people in Delaware that are employed within Chemours. And uprooting all those families and uprooting our experience level didn't seem to make a lot of sense. So we decided we wanted to be close by to be able to accommodate our employees the best way we possibly could. You know, there was a lot of competition for us, and I would say the state of Delaware did a fantastic job putting a package together, you know, from Governor Markell to at the time Representative Carney to both the senators. I think everyone really, really tried to help us find an opportunity. And as we look at it, we really like to be in Delaware, and we like to be in Wilmington. You know, when we look at it from that standpoint, you know, Wilmington is really a great location for our world headquarters. It makes sense for our workforce, but it also is great access to talent, you know, talent that we have today, but talent that we want to attract. And, you know, as we looked at it, being in an urban setting, you know, especially a city that is really trying hard to be better, I think is going to be a good attraction point for talent that we bring into Chemours, because it's a place that, especially the millennials that we hire, really like to have that urban setting. They like to be able to walk out the door and pick a place to have lunch instead of, you know, the company cafeteria. They don't want to be in a suburban mall kind of atmosphere. I think they like the energy that a city brings. And, you know, as Wilmington is becoming more and more vibrant, I think we're going to be a good addition to the city landscape from that standpoint.
There were some lawmakers and others who questioned the effectiveness of some of these incentive packages. Most recently, they pointed to Bloom Energy, which is not hitting promised job creation benchmarks as one example. What do you say to those who are skeptical about these incentive packages and Chemours' commitment to keeping those nearly 1,000 jobs through 2020 and its commitment to Delaware beyond that? Essentially, that this is a good long-term investment of state dollars.
Yeah, I do think it is a really good investment. And, you know, I look at the Delaware Competes Act and, you know, up until that point, Delaware was not competitive. And if you just look at the states that just border us, it wasn't competitive with the states that bordered us. And that was going to be a problem. And I think I give the governor a lot of credit. Governor Markell took that on himself with the support of his legislature and used this as a point. It wasn't done for Chemours. It was done to how do you attract companies into Delaware and make it a positive instead of trying to overcome a negative. And I think the Delaware Competes Act did that just really, really well because it put things on equal footing with the states around us, and now you allow the state to compete on what you want it to compete on, talent. You want it to be able to compete on access to government officials. You want it to be able to compete on where can I bring in the smartest folks to build our company. And I think it puts the state on really good footing to be able to do that.
And it sounds like you're pretty bullish on Wilmington. Right now you're in the DuPont building. The News Journal recently reported that you might be interested in moving to the Bank of America building. But first of all, is that a possibility moving out of the DuPont building? And I guess larger, is Wilmington a place you feel really comfortable with as a headquarters for Chemours?
So to start with the last piece, Tom, yes, we're comfortable with Wilmington being the headquarters. We did a lot of thinking about this. And as I mentioned, having an urban setting, we believe is going to attract the workforce that we want to attract for the future of Chemours. So that was right off the bat, once we decided Wilmington was the place for us, you know, and what we wanted to do with our workforce, it just made sense. Now it's just a matter of where. You know, we do own the DuPont building, so we're here today. The choice for us is really going to come down to, you know, renovating this building to be a modern workspace for our employees so they feel good about where they work and we have a much more productive workspace. You know, this is a 100-year-old building that we're sitting in today
right.
that really hasn't been renovated for 100 years. So it needs some work. Or choices around other places here in Wilmington, and there is space available for ourselves. So we're going to make the best decision for Chemours. Either way, it's going to be a good decision for Wilmington. And a good decision for our employees.
But ideally, you'd like to stay within the city limits, not looking outside the city limits to maybe a more suburban type of spot.
Yeah, and we've made that commitment.
Okay.
We really believe being in the city is going to give us the advantages that I mentioned around really
sure.
attracting the workforce that we want.
Just last week, it was announced you're selling the closed Edgemore plant in North Wilmington to the Port of Wilmington and Diamond State Port Authority for $10 million. The company had said when it closed the plant that you were going to work with local officials to find the right opportunity to move that property forward. This would appear to be a pretty good outcome in that effort, correct?
I think so. I think it's a, you know, it's a great piece of land. It's a great location. It served us well for many, many, many years. And I believe it's going to serve the port and the city of Wilmington extremely well going forward. And, you know, this is sort of another proof point from our standpoint. We like to say that what we say we really mean and what we say we execute off of. And, you know, when we made the very tough decision to shut down our Edgemore facility, we told all the state officials that we will work day and night with them and with others to make that a viable location that will create commerce. And I think this will do that. I think this is going to be a great thing for the port and a great thing for the city of Wilmington and the state of Delaware.
Was there significant interest in that site beyond the port folks?
There actually was. You know, if you think about it, it's a very unique location in that it does have deep water attached to it. It's right on a rail spur, and it comes right off of 495. So from a logistical location, it was a very, very popular spot. So there were multiple opportunities to develop that land, and we received very quickly a lot of interest from that. And we just felt that the interest from the Port Authority made the most sense, not only for us, but probably made the most sense for the area.
Well, was remediation of that site much of a factor in trying to find the right person, the right person to sell it to?
You know, that site was well remediated.
Okay.
You know, we had done that all along,
mm-hmm.
so there wasn't a lot to do there. I'd say the significant effort there was taking down the steel
mm-hmm.
That was on the site. But in the remediation piece had already been done. It had been taken care of and handled all along. By DuPont, and then when Chemours took that over, as we spun, we had done just some final things there. But remediation was never really a big issue there.